That's the Carnival Brothers there on Near FM 90.3. I'm Declan Ralph and welcome back to The Week in Review. And recently the 7th International Basic Income Week took place. Took place, in fact, from the 15th of September to the 21st. And Paul O'Brien joins me on the line now to tell us a little bit about it. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Declan.
How are you keeping?
I'm good. The Basic Income Week took place throughout Europe and it included lectures, workshops, discussions, free meals, radio shows, street action, films, discussions, etc. And they've included Ireland, where we had a presentation in Newbridge, County Kildare, at the Crooked House Theatre as part of Culture Night, and one or two radio interviews, including this one. There was also a kind of a transnational aspect, which was to do with Reddit's Ask Me Anything, whereby people could go on and ask questions about basic income from people, internationally renowned economists, including people like Ed Dolan from the US. So basically, basic income is a payment from the state to every resident on an individual basis without means test or work requirement. So it would largely replace the current social welfare system, and we believe that it would be greatly helpful to people in terms of increasing freedom and security and reducing a lot of the worries that our current economic system causes.
Okay, so the idea is that rather than, you say, it having to be means tested or dependent maybe on working in the past or those sort of conditions that normally apply, that there would be a sort of a universal minimum amount that people would be paid as a basic income from a human rights perspective, I suppose. Is that the idea?
That's more or less it, yeah. We already have a version of this in terms of child benefit, which is a kind of a basic income for people up to a certain age, but we would extend this to all residents in the country. And we think it would, I mean, obviously there are issues in regard to immigration that would need to be ironed out, but you already have those issues in regard to the social welfare system. So, that, you know, that there are details would need to be clarified. But basic income would help people who currently are prohibited from working because they're drawing the dole, or at least it's made very difficult for them to do so. It would give people who are entrepreneurs, business people, it would give them a basis of support so that they would be able to engage in entrepreneurial activities much more easily. And it would increase flexibility in the labour market. It would give workers more choice, greatly reduce bureaucracy, free claimants from intrusive scrutiny, which is what they have to endure at the moment. It would support care work and creative work, and particularly give young people more security in terms of making the kinds of life choices that they need to make.
And tell me, Paul, at what level would you think that it should be pitched? I mean, would it be pitched at a sort of a social welfare level? Would it be pitched maybe at a minimum wage level? Or what type of level do you have a view as to what that basic income, how should it be pitched?
That's really a kind of a left-right argument within the basic income movement. And there are various views on how it should be pitched. But one kind of predominant view is that it would be pitched at the current social welfare level. So we're not making kind of left or right arguments about increasing or reducing that level. We're just simply saying you rationalise the system, you know, get rid of a lot of the bureaucracy, and at that point then you can have the discussions about the level. But we have costings on our website, which is Basic Income Ireland, which can be looked up. And I'd also recommend the website of Bien, Basic Income Earth Network, which deals with these issues on a broader kind of a European and indeed global level.
Okay, and have you what sort of costing have you put on this? I mean, in terms of a net cost or a net benefit to the exchequer, to the economy.
There's a convincing argument that it can be done with a neutral cost, that you know that it's neither beneficial nor detrimental. But the costings can get into very complex issues, and I'd recommend anybody that wants to follow them up to check out the website of Basic Income Ireland, and you know that would enable people to get into the details.
Okay, and this year the motto was building social cohesion in Europe, and you were trying to demonstrate that a basic income can become the basis for building social solidarity. And how did that theme manifest itself here in Ireland?
Well, we had a really interesting talk earlier in the summer by Yannick van der Bocht, who came over and gave us a he's based in Belgium, and gave us a very interesting and detailed and philosophically kind of rooted discussion to quite a large number of people in Dublin. So we're you know, spreading the word out there, both in trade union circles and political circles, in kind of general cultural circles, that basic income would solve quite a lot of our problems. It wouldn't solve all of our problems, but it would make people's lives considerably more secure and give an increasing amount of freedom, for example, for people who want to engage in creative work, that they have a level of basic security that they can use to enable them to have that sense of safety, a safety net that allows people to engage in things, whether it's creative work or you know, child minding, or you know, caring for dependent people. All of these activities tend to be marginalised in our society, where you know, the be all and end all is to spend your time doing something that what you'd probably rather not be doing. And it's kind of a weird question why we value activities so much that people have to be paid to do.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting concept, a very a good idea. Are you at the point where, you know, you've made any representations to government, or perhaps the budget's coming up shortly, a budget submission or anything like that, in terms of actually getting some traction from government? What point is that at?
We've mostly focused on, our focusing at the moment on making the case to various political parties. There have been kind of serious representations made in the past. For example, there was a green paper on basic income some years ago, and these things tend to, you know, just get kind of written up and considered, and you know, that's a fantastically interesting idea, and put on a shelf somewhere. But we think that there will come a point where the problems with the prevailing system will be so great, and the attractions of a radical rationalisation will be so strong that the system will just have to be altered, because we're working on a 20th or mid 20th century system that really isn't functional for the 21st century.
Okay, Paul. Well, look, thanks a million for updating us on that, and for telling us all about how the Basic Income Week went, and for all of the ideas there, and the whole concept of a basic income for all there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
That was Paul O'Brien there from Basic Income Ireland. And basically they're looking for a payment granted to all on an individual basis without means test or work requirement. And it gets paid to people irrespective of any income from other sources and is given without requiring any performance of work or willingness to accept a job offered. And he was making the idea that it can be go across a broad spectrum of people who are unemployed, maybe people who are trying to an entrepreneur starting up a new business, or maybe a creative person, maybe even a band trying to get established or something like that. They could have this, and the nearest thing we have to it that he showed as an example would be children's allowance, I suppose, child benefit, where everybody gets it once you have a child. So interesting concept there, and one I'm sure that we'll watch and see where it's taken in the future.